Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, we won't try to tell you which florist to use, what color the bridesmaids' dresses should be, or whether to go with the chicken or the fish. But your friendly wedding consultants at Harmonia will help you with some musical suggestions to lend your ceremony an early music flair. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. Those two movements were composed by Johann Helmich Roman in the 1700s. Borrowing music like this, written for a royal Swedish wedding, is one way to incorporate your love of early music into your marriage ceremony. But there are many other sources of music that can help make your wedding special, as we'll hear on Harmonia this week. If the very familiar Pachelbel Canon is one of your favorites, but you've already heard it at all your friends' weddings and all their friends' weddings as well, you may enjoy a different festive piece by the same composer. Johann Pachelbel composed several variations for organ on the famous Lutheran Noel von Himmelhoch, including a lovely and quite long chaconne. We'll hear part of it, but there's plenty more. Since a chaconne is essentially a set of variations, your organist may pick and choose as many as are needed. It would make a fine piece to play while your guests are being seated.
Thank you.
Joseph Payne performed a chaconne on Von Himmel Hoch from his recordings of the complete works of Johann Pachelbel. For many ceremonies, organ may be the only instrument available. Luckily, composers have been writing music for the organ since medieval times, and there are plenty of wonderful pieces that would work well before, during, and after wedding services. If you'd rather avoid sacred music, there are plenty of secular pieces as well. Here's some early English wedding music from a source called the Mulliner Book.
Thank you.
English publications of the 16th and 17th centuries provided the tunes for those arrangements for organ. A galliard and two other dances, La Bunette and La Duncella, came from the Mulliner Book, while Greensleeves and Yellow Lace is from John Playford's The English Dancing Master. All were played here by organist Joseph Payne.
It was a leopard and his lamb with a hay and a hoe.
Henry Purcell's version of A Midsummer Night's Dream premiered in 1692. The Fairy Queen is the source of many of Purcell's best-known melodies. The final chorus and chaconne are both charming and particularly appropriate to a festive wedding. Quote, "They shall be as happy as they are fair. Love shall fill all the places of care, and every time the sun shall display his rising light, it shall be to them a new wedding day, and when he sets, a new nuptial night."
They shall be as happy, happy as the fair. Long, long shall they call for all the place of fair. They shall be as happy, happy as the fair. Long, long shall they call for all the place of fair. And every time the sunshine is gay, is light. Oh,
They Shall Be As Happy As They Are Fair, from Henry Purcell's The Fairy Queen, performed by Les Arts Florissants under the direction of William Christie. The quintessential English composer of the 17th century undoubtedly knew his quintessential English playwright of a century earlier. Henry Purcell set a poem based on a Shakespearean quote to some lovely music. The poem is by Colonel Henry Heveningham, and opens with a famous phrase, "If music be the food of love, sing on, till I am filled with joy. Your eyes, your mien, your tongue declare that you are music everywhere." Nancy Argenta, accompanied by Richard Boothby on viola da gamba and Paul Nicholson on harpsichord, sang If Music Be the Food of Love by Henry Purcell, a song that would be a wonderful centerpiece to a wedding ceremony. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Both Purcell and George Frideric Handel are good sources of wedding-friendly songs with English texts. One particularly lovely Handel song comes from the opera Semele. In it, the god Jupiter sings to the lovely young woman he's fallen in love with, "Where'er you walk, cool gales shall fan the glade. Where'er you tread, the blushing flowers shall rise." This song could be sung by a female just as well as a male singer.
Shall crowd into
John Ayler, in the role of Jupiter, sang Where'er You Walk, accompanied by the English Chamber Orchestra from Handel's opera Semele. Handel's famous water music was probably composed in 1717 for King George I. It was the accompaniment for the momentous occasion of going out to dinner. The music was played on a barge as the king and his chums sailed down the Thames and back. This overture to the second suite would make for a grand processional indeed. The overture to George Frederick Handel's Water Music Suite in D and G was performed by the English Concert, directed by Trevor Pinnock.
Oh, runnier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry, oh, runnier than the cherry, oh, sweeter than the berry, oh, nymph more bright than moonshine, night like children's blithe and merry. Bright than moonshine, lights like kidneys, blithe and merry, like kidneys, blithe and merry.
If they can only have one instrumentalist for the wedding ceremony, many people choose a harpist or guitarist. The sound of the plucked strings seems to conjure visions of romantic serenades for many of us. They're also fine choices if there's no keyboard available, as either harp or guitar can play accompaniment as well. Here are two examples of solo pieces for these instruments that might suit.
Thank you.
Pieces by Bach transcribed for guitar can work very well, and we heard John Williams prove that with a gigue from the Bach Cello Suite No. 3 in C major. Before that, harpist Cheryl Ann Fulton performed variations on a Renaissance Romanesca. Next, we'll add an instrument and hear another arrangement of Bach, this time for flute and guitar. Hans Martin Lind on baroque flute and Konrad Ragosing on guitar performed two minuets from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata in C major. As one of his last official works for the court of 18th century Sweden, Johann Helmich Roman composed music for the wedding of future King Adolf Frederick and Crown Princess Lovisa Ulrika, sister to Frederick the Great. You'll hear the influence of London's George Frederick Handel, with whom Roman may have studied, in these pieces that are well suited to processional or recessional.
Thank you.
the Uppsala Chamber Orchestra performed two movements from Johann Helmich Roman's Royal Wedding Music, entitled Drottningholmmusik. For grandeur, Giovanni Gabrieli's 16th-century compositions for choirs of instruments can scarcely be matched. Here are two such pieces, one performed on a mixed ensemble of period instruments, and the other arranged for the sort of modern brass ensemble that might be more easily hired by the average bride and groom. That was the Cleveland Brass Ensemble performing a Canzona per Sonare by Giovanni Gabrieli, preceded by the Gabrieli Players performing a similar piece on period instruments. On Harmonia this week, we've been offering musical suggestions for bringing the flavor of earlier times to a wedding through music. I guess there's just one thing left to say. Congratulations. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Catherine Hawks. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.